Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, we do have. How about this? Kelly Oubre Jr. on the line right now, the latest Golden State Warrior on the Bay Area Chevy Dealers guest line. We're very happy to welcome him here to the show, the official flagship station of the Golden State Warriors. Kelly, my name's Damon Bruce. You're then going to hear from Ray Ratto. You're then going to hear from Nick Friedell. It is great to have you on the show today. Let me be among the many first people who get the opportunity to welcome you to the Bay Area, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no, it's great to have you. We appreciate your time today. I know you're making the rounds on the media circuit. And I got to tell you, everything that I've heard from you, everything that I'm read for you, about you, makes me feel like you are built to fit in well with this team, not just positionally, but your attitude seems to totally be on point, because they're not looking for a wilting flower to come on in here. They're looking for an attitude. They're looking for a little spark. And I think that you're going to provide that.
Yeah, man, I mean, I'm excited. I've been vetted out through my whole NBA career to just bring the spark everywhere I go. So, you know, I'm excited. This is a vetted group of individuals who have already established themselves as greats. So I'm excited to just add on and just push them to be their best.
How much of that do you feel like they lost last year when they got people hurt to the extent that they did? It's hard to be able to sort of view teams from afar and make judgments, but I mean, they always had that walk about them. And then last year with so many guys out, did you notice that was an absence that they had?
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, man, I was actually here when, Steph went down, and, you know, it was very tragic to see, because you never want to see anybody like that go down, you know, with a season ending injury. You know, and obviously Clay's situation is, you know, is very tragic, man. But at the end of the day, you know, they're strong individuals who have always bounced back from adversity every time they're faced with it. So, you know, that's nothing new, you know, and I'm just excited to be able to be a part of a team where, you know, the morale isn't ever broken. You know, you always fear for an organization like this, because the success that, you know, they have had in the past years, it wasn't just given to them. They had to go and earn it. And, you know, we're starting back in a position to where we have to prove everybody that what they have already laid the foundation and the groundwork for. And so I'm just, you know, happy to be able to just push that mold forward.
Kelly, to follow up on that, you seem like a very confident guy. You know that this is a very confident team. What do you think the reasonable expectations for this team this year should be?
Realistically, man, take each and every day, you know, as a day to get better and to, you know, to push ourselves to reach that full potential. You know, even in those years where, you know, the championships were brought upon, I think it was a day-to-day approach. You know, I don't think that they sit here and, you know, already knew what they were going to get themselves into or had expectations for themselves. You know, the best things that, you know, come about without any expectations. So, you know, we can leave all that to the media and to the fans, but within house, I believe the best bet for us would be to just take every day, you know, one step at a time.
Kelly Oubre Jr. joining us here on 95.7 The Game. So last year, your fifth year in the league, was a real breakout year for you, a career year across the board. Kelly, what either did you learn about the league or add to your game or just start processing that made it such a great year for you?
I was given the opportunity, I would say, and I was becoming more comfortable within my own body and, you know, my own game. You know, last year I was able to be as effective on offense as I was on defense. And that's just, you know, my game has always been prodded around offense. So, you know, I realized that was, and, you know, it really works for me to, you know, bring the energy on defense, which will lead to my, you know, a really defense. And I just would love to continue to just hone in on being the best way player that I can be. And, you know, the league has a very, very low number of those individuals. So I just, you know, I don't ever want to be one dimensional, you know, and I want to be able to break outside of any box that anybody tries to put me in.
Even allowing for the fact that you made an educated decision to opt out of the bubble, was it difficult to watch the team that you had played for suddenly find its rhythm in the bubble and just watching them go 8-0 and just saying, man, there's a part of me that wishes I could be there now?
But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, me coming back from the bubble, it obviously – you know, it was a mental clarity thing for me. I had just come off surgery right before COVID hit, and then everybody was forced to lock down and quarantine. And I was unfortunately not able to go to rehab like I was normally doing. I had to rehab from home, continuously work out in my backyard. I was blessed enough to have a court in my backyard because no gyms were open or allowing people in. So, you know, I was still getting better, and I was still getting stronger. But at the end of the day, I didn't mentally feel strong enough to be playing 5-on-5 at the highest level of off of obviously a great season that I was having. And I was there in energy. I was there to be a leader in with a voice. So I was just happy to be able to cheer my team on, just give them the energy from the sidelines that I could. But it was still not enough. You know, people still thought I was holding out for some odd reason, when at the end of the day, nobody really cared about my mental health and my mental clarity coming off of that injury and the times of the world. So I was just more so happy to be a support system for the guys who were out there.
Kelly, you've been on three teams in about a week, so you fully understand the business of the NBA and the league. Having said that, you land in a situation where you're around some future Hall of Famers. Are the Warriors the team that you are hoping you can stay with long-term past this season?
Yeah, 100%.
It's a definitive
why do
answer.
You think, why do you think that this team can be the future for you?
Well, you know, I as a young individual coming into this league, I've always had to prove myself. I've had people calling me all type of, you know, what they thought that I was as an individual, as a basketball player, yada, yada. And, you know, I can really relate to the guys who have, you know, who have put the Hall of Fame marks on their own name when they had a lot of questions coming into the league as well. I'm sure from a lot of the same people that are questioning me. So I just feel like we have a lot that we can relate to, and they've got each and everything that they've gotten out of the mud. So, you know, and that's exactly where I come into play too. And I'm obviously a younger, you know, a younger individual who can really learn from how they were to handle these certain adverse times and, you know, people saying that they weren't going to be this, which they are now. And I want to just show everybody that I can potentially be a Hall of Fame player as well. And, you know, who is better not to learn from than guys like Clay, guys like Steph, guys like Draymond, guys like, you know, everybody that's been through this organization. So, and I've only heard nothing but good things about this organization as a professional side and, you know, on the basketball side, of course. So, I mean, that's pretty much it.
Kelly Oubre Jr. here on 95.7 The Game. I'll tell you what, your teammates, I think, definitely all take a tick up coming to the Golden State Warriors. I think your coaching is about to take a tick up, and there is absolutely no doubt in my mind for a guy who played for the Wizards first and then the Suns in the gloriness that is Rob Sarver. You're about to play for an owner who absolutely
yes, sir,
is as competitive as any player you will see out on the court. Can you tell us what it's like to have not just competition around you in the locker room, but maybe for the first time in your professional career, as much competition in the front office and in the coach's room as well?
You just hit the nail on the head, man. I can play for an owner, you know, somebody who actually cares about, you know, the organization and not just the, you know, the perception of the organization on the media end of it. So, you know, that it's all about the foundation for me, man. You have a beautiful foundation. You can build a beautiful,
much like
has done.
So. Oh, we got you back. You dropped out there for just a second. You and Steve Kerr, like, must have the same cell phone company. it's a great interview, and we've lost you in the middle of a couple of your answers, but it's good to have you here once again. Sounds like we'll make the most of this connection while it does last. I need to ask you, before I forget, since we're getting into pleasantries, how did Wave Poppy evolve into Tsunami Poppy, which, by the way, Chef's Kiss. Fantastic name.
Thank you, man. Well, honestly, it's just been about the energy that, you know, I've been able to exude and learn from. And try to evolve and try to, you know, be water and adapt through these situations that I go through. And in life, man, it's about how you handle adversity. It's not about, you know, anything else other than, you know, getting through the times that you're in and coming out on top. So, you know, Wave was the young boy, and I'm the man. So, you know, I would love to continue to just prove that, you know, anybody can really grow and outshine any circumstance they're in, whether it's happy, you know, or bad. So that's just me.
You just said be water. Is that homage to Bruce Lee's famous Be Like Water? Which, by the way, Bruce Lee, being a Bay Area guy, you're going to fit in well here, Kelly.
I don't have many idols in the world that come for me, but Bruce is definitely somebody, you know, who I look up to.
Did the Suns let you keep that new jersey that they're going to sell, or did you have to return it to them at the end of the photo shoot?
Of course not. They didn't let me keep that, man. It had my last morning, but they're going to take the stitching out and give it to them.
I tell you what, Kelly, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate this opportunity to talk to you and hope it's the first of many conversations as we get to know you, the person. We look forward to getting to know your game as well. Really appreciate you coming on today.
I appreciate you guys for having me, man. Thank you. Look forward to it as well.
Kelly Oubre Jr.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.